This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, as it says in the song, I've made a list and I'm checking it twice, and it turns out that all of my relatives and friends have actually been good, and so they still need Christmas presents. But what am I going to buy them? It's really difficult, isn't it? I need something that's good for the environment, something that they're going to like, and something that also won't cost a fortune. So do those gifts even exist? Well, I have got some ideas that you might like and that might tick all of those boxes. Danielle Durrant of the Greenhouse Eco Hub at 46 London Road, St Albans, joined me to share some Christmas present ideas. But first, she wanted to tell us about the latest product that the Greenhouse have been testing. You'll remember that they're taking one eco product each month and then sharing with us what they find. Now, this month, they were testing that household essential hand wash. Hi, Danielle. Thank you for joining me. So you chose at the Greenhouse to test Bio-D aloe and lime hand wash, and it was another ethical consumer best buy, 100% naturally derived, vegan and made in the UK. So it sounds like it ticks a lot of boxes. And I suppose it's particularly important at Christmas, isn't it? Avoid passing on all those nasty bugs, and hand washing is perfect for that.
Yes, absolutely. Especially, I suppose, if you're responsible for all the cooking at Christmas.
Yes.
And collecting parcels from the door at the same time while you're peeling the potatoes, probably have to wash your hands.
That's right, indeed. And also, quite a lot of the time, we've got vulnerable people coming to visit, lots of people in the house, so yes. Important that we're on top of that hygiene. So, tell us what you thought about the Bio-D aloe and lime hand wash. I mean, it does sound like it should smell lovely.
Yes, I love it. We've been using it for years, actually, at home. But I love citrusy smells and tastes, actually. It's really fresh, but it's got that slight sort of gentle aloe. It's not quite as strong as tea tree, but, you know, it really sort of helps your hands if there's any dryness or soreness on them as well.
So lovely.
It feels lovely.
I suppose that's what the aloe is doing, isn't it? That lovely natural extract. And how about how it worked? Did it seem to give a good lather?
Oh, definitely. Yes, the lather was there. And actually, it just performs like any good hand soap. You wouldn't think that it was different in any way, really.
Okay. Well,
it's very convincing.
It's very convincing. Yeah. That is good. And how about value for money? I suppose, are you paying a lot for the fact that it's vegan and all these things?
I guess you must be, but when you're buying to refill, it's harder to sort of, well, for me anyway, to sort of gauge how much more or less expensive it is than buying an off-the-shelf one in the supermarket. But from my point of view, I'm happy for that extra money to go into something that's locally produced and, you know, is safe to use.
So. Yes, well, it seems like the testers agreed with you, didn't they? Because they thought the tip was great value for me. It was 50p for 100ml, so that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And how about the way that your hands felt? Do your hands feel clean? Do they feel soft?
Definitely clean, not dried out. You can still smell it on your skin afterwards, so that's an added bonus. No dryness at all, just nice and clean.
Brilliant. Okay, so that sounds like a great staple to be stocking up for, ready for Christmas. And you can get it from Jefferson Eco and other local refill retailers. Yeah. So let's go on to gift ideas. Tricky, isn't it? So how about if we start, Danielle? Let's start with what you think about these ideas. I thought the idea of trying something new, a new experience. Now, I know that you run the Cobbled Kitchen. How about some gift vouchers for you coming to learn a bit of cooking?
Yes, I have gift vouchers ready and waiting for anybody. And you can purchase one for a friend or yourself and a friend. And I would come over to you and we'd cook 4 or 5 dishes together in 2.5 hours. And I bring everything along. So The voucher covers the ingredients, the teaching, the recipe notes and everything. And it's a really nice, social, fun thing to do.
Yeah, that's indeed. And I'm sure that that could go with some of these other ideas I've got as well. How about have a go at painting a lesson at the art shed in St. Albans? I thought that could be quite nice to do with a friend, a bit of painting, couldn't it?
Yes, Cathy Eversedge shed, isn't it? She does lots of different classes for children as well as for adults, I think.
Yes, you're right, actually. A great idea perhaps for children as well. Mm. Or I thought, again, sort of along the artistic line, but this time musical. How about membership of a local choir or just for the first few sessions? That might be the
wonderful
inspiration that somebody needs.
I think I might get that for my husband. Wow. He's got a good voice and he doesn't use it, so good idea.
Thank you. That might be just the little nudge that's going to get him there. And whilst we're thinking about Jefferson Eco, actually, they do run some lovely workshops there, and perhaps a voucher for one of those or a membership of their VIP scheme. That could be
Very good idea. Even though it might be sounding like something very, very practical, like how to repair your jeans crotch, for example, it's still a fun and enjoyable creative thing to do.
Yep.
So I think it suits a present idea very well.
That's right, particularly if it was somebody where you paid for two and went along and had a lovely chatty evening or afternoon or whatever. Okay. Well, I was moving now on to the idea of paying for a fun time for somebody. So I thought, how about a voucher for the Odyssey Cinema?
Oh, well, that's always a good one, isn't it? You can save those up as well for when you want to see a particular film.
Yes.
And because they've got quite a long validity period, I think, as well. So, lovely.
Well, that's good. And again, you know, perhaps you just don't get down there enough and it's just the little nudge you need. Mm. Or I also thought, you know, about a voucher for food. How about for a meal at Lusman's? You know, they've got restaurants all over Hertfordshire now, haven't they?
Yep.
Or the Pudding Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice.
Or afternoon tea at St. Michael's Manor. I saw you could get a voucher for that.
Yes, how lovely.
Yeah.
There's lots of places you can do that now as well, isn't there?
Well, I just thought that might be quite nice for, I don't know, like a mother-in-law or something. Just, you know, really just a nice thing to do.
Yes.
So, so that was the thing. Anyway, so then, Danielle, you have something we thought, though. I thought about some things that were a little bit more kind of practical, but still, well, good for the planet. So I wondered about something like a recycled paper birdhouse from Oxfam. What do you think about that?
I've seen those. They're rather lovely, actually. I don't know how long they would last, but I think it's very tightly wound up paper or newspaper and things. It looks like very thick cardboard, doesn't it?
It must
be some resin or something, I guess.
They say that they varnish it so it manages in the rain. But I suppose also if you put it in a sheltered spot, the birds might actually quite like that as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that was nice because it's made by people who, you know, can do with the income.
Mm.
It's something that's made from a waste product and also will benefit nature as well. So.
Perfect.
Win-win, really.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, and then how about also, just on the bird theme, how about an RSPB-approved bird feeder? It was difficult with bird feeders, isn't it? You'd have to be quite careful with them. But
yes, I mean, to be honest, I go and find in reclaim yards and things, you can get bird baths and things like that. They might be a little bit chipped, but I'd be delighted if somebody sourced one for me because I'm still looking for one.
Yeah.
But they're all those sorts of things, lovely, and RSPB need the support as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, great idea.
Indeed. And actually, that might be nice, perhaps for an elderly person who can't get out. The idea of bringing nature to them in their outdoor space might be quite nice, mightn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was a good one. And then also, what do you think about this one? How about a stack of nice, I don't know, thrillers or rom-coms or just some nice Edie reading books.
For the bookworm in your family.
That's right.
Yes, bookworm friend.
That's right, just from the Oxfam bookshop. They don't have to be new, but just something that's going to keep them entertained for the first couple of months into the new year.
Yeah, if you don't know them well enough to know what they'd like to read, you might know something that they're interested in, and you could buy a sort of a collection to do with a certain theme like gardening or whatever.
Yes.
And make a nice little bundle together with a nice big bow on the top.
Yes.
Look lovely.
Indeed. Well, it has to be said that we've done that for my husband's father for the last couple of years. He's in a care home and actually he loves reading, and just all of those books just keep him entertained.
He really
likes that. Right, now, everybody's favourite. I think we go into food things now, see what you think about these. Now, I've got lots of things in my garden, lots of herb plants, and it always surprises me that there are people who don't have things like a rosemary bush or a bay tree. And so I think actually Christmas would be a lovely time to buy them just a little potted bay tree, probably a little, few little red ribbons on it, so it actually looks Christmassy, or a rosemary bush. Both of them are evergreen, so they look nice at this time of year. And then there they go. They've got herbs for the rest of the year.
Lovely. And if they're not the type to actually want to sort of plant things and grow things, if you've got a, you know, because rosemary bushes and bay can get huge, can't they? If you're cutting it back in the winter, you could always just put some in some nice olive oil in a little glass jar and stick a label on that, and that's a homemade foodie gardeny gift rolled together.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. That is a great idea. I love it. Now, I thought also, perhaps there's somebody in your life, it might be a student or something like that, who you think perhaps isn't getting enough vegetables or would appreciate some really nice vegetables. And you're thinking, where's she going with vegetables for Christmas? But I wondered about a VegBox subscription.
Yes, they can be quite pricey, so it does depend. But you can get different sized ones, and some of them you can even select which vegetables you really don't want in there, have certain exclusions, so you could make it quite personal, especially if it's your own son or daughter away at uni or something. That would be easier to do. I think I would just want to make sure they're actually using it rather than it ending up in the bin, because I know my son, he hasn't got time to cook. So what I do actually is I make frozen meals, so I just cook extra and freeze them and label them up, and then he gets a big box of them beginning of a new term.
You're a great mum, Danielle.
Well, I'm into food, mum. Aren't I?
Yes. So there's plenty of veg boxes to choose from. You can go for Oddbox, which you know, finds all those slightly odd shaped but still delicious vegetables, or there's some great organic veg boxes as well. So there's a good choice out there. Now, this one isn't quite so worthy, a little bit more luxurious. How about Ultrasonic Gin from the Puddingstone Distillery? It's over near Tring, and the gin is made in collaboration with and supporting the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust.
Oh, lovely combination. It makes drinking gin so much easier, doesn't it, when you can think, oh, I'm doing good.
That's right. It's all in a good cause.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. And also think about local drinks. I thought perhaps some local beer, again, you know, perhaps for teenagers or whatever.
Far Brew.
Yeah, Far Brew.
They've recently got a new place so they can brew more.
Well,
which would be great.
It would be sad not to make use of the extra capacity.
Absolutely.
There's the three brewers, and of course there's Mad Squirrel as well.
Yes.
Yeah, all producing some lovely beers.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. If the person you're buying for doesn't drink or doesn't drink alcohol, then how about some delicatessen cheese from the Fleetville Larder? I'm quite a fan of their cheese, actually.
Yes, that is a treat.
It's surprising how different some really nice quality cheese is, isn't it?
It really is, And the variety. There's just so many, isn't there?
Yes.
And you can never have enough. But,
yes, that's right.
Yeah, lovely.
And the chance to support some small producers, some organic producers, things that you won't find in the supermarket.
Yeah.
So that was quite nice. And then, of course, we do all like chocolate, don't we? I don't know if you listened last week, Danielle, but we've got to think about that chocolate and make sure that we're buying sustainably there. So
absolutely.
Make sure we're looking out for all of those labels, Rainforest Alliance, Organic, and Tony's Chocolate Only, that's doing a lot of work to help other chocolate producers be more sustainable as well. So
absolutely, especially as I think the climate has been so bad for chocolate growing a lot around the tropics in particular, that there's going to be less chocolate around for the next year or so. So be very careful where you're choosing it from.
Absolutely, that is a very good point. So is there anything you're hoping for in your stocking this year, Danielle?
Well, I do like homemade things. I've made some green tomato chutney. I only managed to get three jars, but I'll keep one for myself and give a couple of the others away. Yeah, and supporting local independent businesses. I've suggested to my son there's Cositas down Hollywell Hill. They've got nice little things as well. And we're all feeling the pinch. But if you possibly can to support the local independents, that would do everybody so much good.
I think you're right there. Mm. And hopefully we've given them some good suggestions there today.
Yes.
Just finally, I just wondered if you had some favourite actual charitable gifts. So, for instance, if you've got somebody in your family who's quite happy for you to do a charitable donation on their behalf, if you had any favourites there?
In terms of the local ones, just last night we were doing the round table you know, the Father Christmas, Santa Claus fate going round, and raising money for St Albans Action for Homeless. So they have to support a house, Hope House, for local people who find themselves in a predicament and need a home. So constantly fundraising for them. I don't send Christmas cards anymore, but I will donate to Crisis at Christmas and the Salvation Army, actually, because I think they're always there, no matter what, and need a little bit of support.
Indeed. And as we've heard on the show before, they do some great work that's helping people and also helping the environment as well.
They really do.
So a great charity. I've just got a couple to add to that. You could plant a tree with the Woodland Trust.
Lovely.
It was nice to think that the tree has been planted on your behalf.
Absolutely.
An acre of rainforest with the World Land Trust, which is supported by Sir David Attenborough. Or another thing that I quite like is a donation to the Campaign for the Education of Girls, CAMFED. Mm. This is, they say, a great way to obviously help girls, also a way of eradicating poverty, and also female education is one of the best ways to keep our population down and help the environment as well.
Change the world.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I think somebody might like that gift too.
Yeah, great ideas.
Super. Yeah. Danielle, thank you so much for discussing those ideas with me, and I hope your stocking is filled with some lovely gifts.
So do I. Thank you, Amanda. It's nice to see you.
Thank you. My thanks to Danielle Durrant of the Greenhouse Eco Hub. And to find out more about ensuring that your Christmas chocolate is sustainably produced, or to hear about the great work that the Salvation Army are doing to help people on the planet, or to find out more about what you, the listeners, think about your various veg boxes, then head to the podcast page of mix926.com. So do you have any great sustainable but oh-so-desirable gifts that you'd be happy to share? Well, via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on X and on Facebook. It would be great to hear from you. I will be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.